The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, and welcome to the Alien Series Theorizing. It's Jack Underwegger here. Sorry I've been gone for so long. We are doing the Case File 44. Is that right, Jack?
That's correct? Yes.
Okay, good. Well, we are doing it on Stan Romanek. I don't know anything else. I would give it back to Zelly.
Oh, my God. Oh, well.
Well, thanks for that, Jack. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for showing up to the studio today. I'm Zell.
Un Jack.
I'm Dan.
And that's Dan.
Oh, no. Yeah. There we go.
Un Jack and Dan. Yeah.
Oh, man. Jack's, so, Jack's back.
Jack, what have you been up to?
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Well, he's technically dead, so.
Yeah, that's here and there.
Huh? He comes and goes to the studio.
Un hanging out. Writing my memoirs, doing stuff like that, you know.
The memoirs.
Very nice.
I feel like I've gone in and out of like German and some other type of accent. That was way too much pressure on me. I haven't been on a pod in I don't know how fucking long, and you guys just drop that shit on me.
Just like, okay, and the theme song ends, and Andrew, go.
Yeah, fuckers.
That's all right. You did a great job.
I don't know. I want to listen to it before we...
But yeah, it's Case File 44. People have been asking like nonstop about to discuss Stan Romanek.
I thought it was Steve Romanek. Was it Stan?
I think it's Stan.
Stan
Romanek.
Steve Romachuk?
Steve Romachuk.
Stanley Romachuk.
Pretty much.
Case File 44, Steve Romachuk.
Yes, that's it. But pretty much his documentary was just available on Netflix now, so like everyone's been watching it. And some people think it's very compelling, and some people think it's absolute complete bullshit. So we're going to go through the points, and we're going to see what we think. But first,
space news.
Oh yeah!
Everybody, get up! It's time for space news. We got some real news coming now. Talking about some space news. It's the time to get down in the space news.
All right.
Uh huh. It's a time here.
Did you just do this?
No,
now?
I was just winging it. Sometimes I break into a little bit of a song.
Yeah, but is this your first time singing that song for Space News?
That long? Usually it's just like a one.
That long?
Usually it's just a one, like a one liner.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know you had that fucking like genius in you. That was amazing.
That was great.
That was fucking phenomenal.
Okay, we got. There's a couple good space news today.
There is. Hold on.
Okay, what do you got?
I want to go first.
Sure.
Sign me up for the Space Corps.
Hello.
Starship Troopers, baby. It's happening.
Mobile infantry? Oh, we're on. Let's go. Let's go to Klandathu. Let's shoot some fucking
America is so
bugs.
Dependent on their satellites in space that the U.S. military has designed... they've started moving forward with Space Corps. Space Marines.
That's a new branch of the military?
I guess...
Yeah, it's in the works.
The Air Force.
You're going to be the new Casper Van Dien.
Well, that's what. Like, well, they already have one.
Come on, you apes! You want to live forever?
Oh man, they already have a secret space program up there. So
But now it's secret. Now they're like the public can enlist in this.
Now it's legit. All right.
Yeah.
Now they can start putting it on the budget.
So is that going to be like, are they going to have like, just like up guys up there guarding satellites or what's the...
Yeah, I think they're just floating in spacesuits.
Just nonstop.
tethered to the satellites. Armed with a bald eagle. And a sawed off shotgun.
With a little space helmet on.
Wearing fucking Daisy Dukes and
shit
kickers.
Oh no, they're like the...
just like God intended.
You guys remember the TV show Silverhawks? Did you guys ever watch that?
No.
Silverhawks.
Oh, man.
It's more of those fucking American
cartoons. If I explain to it, you think I'm on fucking acid.
The Barbarian show. I still haven't seen that yet, but I want to.
Thunder the Barbarian?
Yeah, sounds amazing.
That is a great TV show. That's a good one.
I'm going to see if I can find that on my new box I got. It's fucking the best. I bought this little Android box. It comes with like unlimited video games, whatever movies, TV shows. I stayed up all night last night watching DuckTales. All fucking night. Did you know? Here's a little fucking fact. This isn't space news. This is just news. Do you know why Donald Duck dropped off Huey, Dewey, and Louie to his Uncle Scrooge?
Do not.
By
no.
Nazis?
No, because he joined the fucking Navy.
Okay.
Donald Duck really? Joins the fucking Navy. I had no idea.
Neither
he's
did
got
I.
that. What's in common with in the Navy. You can sail the seven seas.
It's a good tune.
Okay, back to space news.
So this tells us that this nation of ducks, where Duckburg is, they have a legitimate military force, and they go out and kill other ducks.
Well, no, because like think about it. Remember the Beagle Bandits or the Beagle Brothers? They're fucking like
They're fighting dogs.
So the Disney universe has this Disney world has a legit, but they have a military force. If they have a navy, they got an army.
Yeah, but you know what? There's dogs.
Hey, don't get me started on Disney.
Oh no!
Oh fucking
oh,
Disney!
No. Here we go.
Disney did it.
Faking the
They've
whole
been showing us about the flat Earth all along.
Faking the whole universe on us.
But that's interesting to think about that in the Disney world that there's a duck military.
Yeah, this gives me a whole new.
Yeah,
that must fight.
I got to backtrack you guys. You're getting way too ahead of yourself because Donald Duck's direct superior is a dog. So the dogs and the ducks are fighting together.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. See, that fucks you up right there.
Okay, I'm fucking I'm cutting this off.
Is it like Star Fox? Like they all like all the animal people live together?
Maybe I'm not.
I'll be honest with you. I watched.
Ooh, is Star Fox like the future? Like is that the future of Duckburg? Like
I haven't seen any foxes though. I didn't see any foxes.
What are we coming up with here right now?
The future of Duckburg is Star Fox.
Yeah.
It's all connected, man.
Yeah, Disney's gonna buy Nintendo and they'll just bring
it
in and they'll
first.
Just be like,
it's all connected.
Oh fuck!
Now we're getting these are the crazy tangents that I'd hope that this is what I wanted the show to be.
Yeah, but
everything's connected.
What made you go to Star Fox though? Like you know what I mean? Like you'd
well,
look
they're
at the,
animals. They're all animals.
Yeah, but that's like connecting fucking Duckburg to PJ Katie's farm. There's animals on PJ Katie's farm, but it's not the same.
Do they walk around on two legs?
No, they don't. They're made of a plasticine.
They're anthropomorphic animals. They all walk on two legs. They wear clothes.
Oh my god!
All of them wear pants.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want to go to like
the future? Sorry. In their future, they get pants.
Dan, you're throwing a lot of big words
out.
Hey,
Donald Duck. Hey, why does a Donald Duck wear pants?
I don't know what
then?
It means, so I'm just gonna get offended. Okay.
Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. Huey, Dewey, and Louie don't wear pants.
You're anthropomorphic.
I'm saying in the future they invent pants, which would be comfortable for animals because Falco wears pants. Falco.
Falco's an animal?
Falco, he's in Star Fox.
Yeah, I didn't know he was. Isn't he the dude in Smash Bros? That's like Falcon Punch!
Yeah, but he's from Star Fox.
That's a dude, though. That's not of course he's wearing pants, or you'd see his fucking D hanging out. He's a dude.
Are you talking about Captain Falcon or Falco?
I don't know. The guy
Falco is different. The guy Falcon Punch is Captain Falcon.
Falcon. You mean like Falco, the guys that sing Rock Me Amadeus?
I don't even know. I'm lost. I don't even know what
you
we're talking
know that
about.
Song.
I don't know.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I know that song, but I don't know how we got here.
Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Yeah, I know that song.
Rock me, Amadeus. Okay.
All right.
Unjack Undefiker loves that song. Yeah, it's the best. Yeah.
Space news.
Back to space news. New exoplanet discovered. LHS 1140B, approximately 39 light years away from Earth, and they think it is. Well, another one of these habitable zone planets that actually they think this might be the greatest one we found, and this one could support life.
It's called exoplanet.
This is like this term exoplanets. They're searching for planets that dim the suns, their respective suns.
They should just name it exoplanet. That's badass.
So hey, you know what really? You know what I'm really thinking about?
What's that?
DuckTales.
Is like where does like. Do you think the Berenstain Bears fit in this Star Fox Disney crossover?
Oh my god!
No, because they only live with bears.
That's true. But is there like a bear world?
Well, but think about it then. So you want to tie in Berenstain Bears? You got to fucking tie in like Arthur the Aardvark. You got to tie in fucking Franklin the Turtle. You know what I mean? It's never ending.
What would I have to do to get you guys to stop on this tangent?
Open this podcast up to the theme of DuckTales.
Case file 44.
Come here for theorizing. It's happening. This is what happens.
It was too good of a transition back to space news that I had to bring it back to DuckTales for a moment.
It's totally fine.
But where was the?
I don't even
know. Where was
it's in space?
Where was this exoplanet located? Away. What's so good about it?
It is just a good planet.
No.
No. No. Just
NASA already admitted that they don't have the funding to put a colony on Mars. So it'd be easier if we found another planet that was easier to, because if in order to inhabit Mars, we'd have to do a lot of terraforming, and that costs a lot of money. And
what
we
does that?
What's
terraforming
that.
Mean?
It's like, you know, changing the atmosphere of Mars, or actually giving Mars an atmosphere. I don't think it really has one. Making it more habitable for people so they could breathe outside without using a spacesuit. Whereas if you already found a planet that was already habitable, and you know, we could breathe there already, it would just take a lot of it cost less.
No, exactly. They think this planet actually, like, they think, they don't know for sure obviously, but they think that it does contain an atmosphere, judging by its distance from its sun, how much it dims, the type of sun it is. People are fucking, they're getting pretty pumped about
that's
it.
That's
pretty, it's kind of like a, it's kind of like when we were talking about TRAPPIST, like a few, what was it, 4 or 5 case files ago. Just another one like that. It's only 39 light years away, so it's relatively close in the galactic distance, and people are going nuts for it.
Did you say Krampus?
TRAPPIST. Oh. TRAPPIST one. Okay. Krampus?
Oh, you did have a Krampus system. That'd
be
cool.
A fucking miserable Krampus planet. One? Krampus is an asshole.
No, it would just be chock full of really nice kids afraid of a goat man's going to come steal them at night and
spank their asses.
Okay. And one other thing I want to add to space news from now on is so many people send us space news. And like, I sometimes use it, sometimes don't. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick a fan space news that someone sent it. So this one's from Amanda Raffi. She sent me.
She sent me this thing here.
French Canadian all of a sudden.
Oh god.
No, that was my Japanese Canadian.
Oh. Take the peanut butter out of your mouth and try again.
Okay.
Spit it out. What do you got?
First object teleported to Earth's orbit.
So cool.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Chinese researchers have teleported a photon from the Gobi Desert. I couldn't keep it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was fucking terrible.
Just stop.
That's what not a that? Good one?
No. Oh, fuck no.
That, it's not like it's a, never, no.
A good samurai?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Horrible.
Teleported a photon from the Gobi Desert to a satellite orbiting 500 kilometers above the Earth.
Okay,
this is achieved through quantum entanglement.
This is fucking
a process
real?
Where two particles react as one with no physical connection between them.
Yeah,
they fucking teleported something. They teleported a photon.
They legit teleport. It's all over. It's on.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what did they something like that has like, what did they teleport?
They had one photon.
I don't know how.
What the fuck
I don't,
is
I don't,
that?
A photon is a particle of light. Light energy.
I'm not that impressed anymore.
Hey, it's a start. It's a
teleport
start
a fucking Power Ranger and I'll be fucking.
It's the start of teleportation.
One particle today, they got that's you know, they got a couple hundred million to go, and then you have a full human being.
Yeah.
And if you can put them in the right order.
It's a, then, it's know, a straight beam me up.
Who's gonna be the guy that volunteers for that shit?
I kinda wanna.
Fuck that.
See, that's one of the things about teleportation that I think people are still kind of one of the depictions of teleportation is usually the Star Trek one. And basically, I think how the teleporters in Star Trek work is they make a copy of you. Like they make it like the computer makes a copy of you and then they just reconstruct you at the pad. Like they take all the particles, then they reproduce them at another pad. So it's like they're not just actually transferring your physical body. It's just the information of your makeup. And then they take it and they send it to another computer and it builds you. It's basically
so
like
what
a
happens
giant
the 3D. Old you then?
Yeah.
Do you, wait, what happens? They kill the old you?
They kill you.
Kill you.
What?
You're done.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
So the teleported you is not necessarily the real you. You're maybe a little bit different.
I like the
it
way
is how you were
way
like
better.
The half, you know, the 0.00001 second it took to get you there. that's that, you know, that you died.
Dude,
and then they just copy
change.
You up there.
They control C, control V you, and then deleted the original.
Fuck that.
Right.
Interesting.
Oh, that's one of the I think that's one of the theories. I don't know if they've actually explained it or how it works. It might be somewhere. I'm not a huge
it doesn't really work because it's not real.
But no, if you were to teleport a person, like the big problem is not could you move the particles, is can you put the particles back in the correct order? Because if you one particle is out of order,
and then
you can do anything.
Then a fly gets in the machine with you.
Oh my
god. Yeah, Grundle fly. And you start falling apart and
fucking
you
acid spitting on people.
Bang your girlfriend real hard for one night and then you start falling apart and shit, and then it's like, yeah, it's not fun.
I feel like I've seen that movie before.
Yeah, I think so.
Grundle fly.
Okay.
Any more space news?
No, those are the ones I wanted to talk about.
Space news. Okay.
Moving on.
Into space news. I'm drinking a good old summer beer I like to drink. Cheap camping beer. Some old Steve Buscemi's. The Bush beer.
The Bush beer.
Yeah.
The Bush.
The fucking. You know what? I went to buy these, and there was like this 19-year-old punk working at the liquor store.
Yeah, ID'd you?
He had the audacity, not to ID me, he had the audacity to be like, hey, bro, keep these cans. They're collectors. I was like, what do you mean they're collectors? He's like, they got fish on them. I'm like, they have fish on them. They have the largemouth bass and shit on them every summer for like the past 5 years. He's like, he looked me in the eye and went, nope, just this year.
I've been drinking Steve Buscemi for ever. 10 years.
I was like, I named the three fish. I was like, Northern Pike, largemouth bass, rainbow trout. Every summer, they're on the can. And he's like, nope. Just this year, keep your cans. And I was like, I was blown away.
Should have knocked over his tip jar.
Okay, well, now fucking that you said what you're drinking, I'm going to tell you what I'm drinking. This is a fucking brewery called Flying Monkey from Ontario, Canada here. It's called Hoptical Illusion. It's the fucking coolest can I've ever seen, actually.
Looks like Shambhala.
Yeah, it looks like a Shambhala can. Yeah, exactly. Just fucking, you got everything on here. But it's actually delicious. If you like hoppy beer, like, this is fucking awesome. Anyways. You want to load up the randomatron?
Yeah, she's fucking in rough.
Last time it was fucking it was almost cooked. So I don't know if you can. I know we have a prolapser. He's making us a new machine.
Yeah,
he's sending us a new machine. So for next case file, we'll have it. But for hopefully we can get this one to work today.
All right, hold on.
Maybe that one won't work on punch cards.
I'm gonna crank her up here. I'm gonna crank her up. Oh, it didn't. Oh,
it's fucking frying.
Oh, this thing sounds like it's
quick.
Dipped.
Pour some beer on it.
Yeah, pour some beer on it.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Get it.
All right. Hold on. Easy. Okay. No one breathe.
No one breathe. All right.
I'm gonna hit the start. Ready?
And stop. That wasn't too bad. I made it.
I was like butter.
Boop. Well, maybe it's got another week in it. I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Sweet.
It's spin it. Well, give me the book. Give me the book.
Spit it out.
All right.
3,000.
Yeah, she's fucking dicked. Okay. Oh!
Whoa, Jesus.
What do you got?
This is local to us.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Port McNeil. British Columbia, Canada.
I don't know where that is, actually.
I don't know where that is. I bet it's on the island.
It's on the coast somewhere, but yeah, I don't know exactly where. But
the Canadian government appears to have made several attempts to offer UFOs a means of identifying themselves.
Ooh. Interesting.
Perhaps the most famous of which was a designation of 1,000 square miles of land over which aircraft were not permitted to fly in order that UFOs could land unmolested. Oh, that's fucking cool.
That's totally not what I pictured in my head at all. Just like some Canadian on a tower being like, hey, yous, you tell us who you are now. Please. Yeah. Please tell us. Identify yourself, eh?
Yeah.
There's like one guy standing there with a flashlight. Like, land here.
Yeah, they take turns.
Land here.
Hey.
We got Timmy's.
Hey, do I smell pancakes?
Oh, no.
Who are you, eh? You know my cousin, Doug?
It's
It's not very polite for you to be up there and not introduce yourself, eh?
It's just Ron Pond on the tower.
The Timmy's is getting cold, boys. Get down here.
You're just sitting there in one of those canvas chairs with like a cooler of beer and just
fuck
like,
yeah.
Sorry to bug ya.
That's, all right.
There's like a little little welcome mat just as you know right there sitting.
Okay. So this That's field, creepy. In fact, seems to have been part of the inspiration of Major Donald E. Kehoe.
Who's that?
I love that. Major Donald Kehoe.
Kehoe.
His suggestion, and it's named Project Lure. that's the most menacing name for a Canadian project. We want them to land unmolested. What are we going to call this project? Project Lure.
That doesn't sound ominous at all.
The Canadian government were the ones behind Weapon X. You know what I mean? There are some shady fuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like X-Men Weapon X?
Yeah, like Wolverine Weapon X.
That was in Canada. Well, oh, yeah, well, that's right.
Canadian government.
It was in Canada, but was it Canadian government or was it a joint venture?
Well, it was a joint venture. Still joint venture. Canadians were behind it, right? Because they were creating him to work with fucking Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
Those nerds.
Okay. Those fucking nerds.
So embarrassing.
Nerds.
Who knows this kind of information?
I got one more paragraph.
Okay.
A slightly less ambitious attempt was instigated by the Defense Ministry of Canada at Port McNeil, British Columbia, where landing pads were prepared for UFOs. Similar pads were set up also at St. Paul, Alberta. Unfortunately, such advances were stood up by the visitors.
How did they know they stood up? How did they even know? Like, they were like, looked at it like, hey, those landing pads ain't so nice, bud.
they're like, we're going to, let's leave them to be. We don't want to molest them, eh? But let's watch in case they come.
You see like a Canadian Mountie sitting there, like tapping his watch, like tapping his foot. He's like, oh, looks like they stood us up, eh? Like, so they prepared landing pads. Are they like, I don't know if it's still, if you keep reading, like, what are they? Like, are they still there?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, they did it for a four-hour window like, last Wednesday, and that was it. They called her.
So does that is that land still designated for that use, or is it like you guys need to figure this out?
I don't know.
It's not in the budget, man.
Yeah,
we just spent 10 point something million on a fucking terrorist. We're tapped.
Oh yeah, this fucking. Yeah. You know what? That story is just like he got way more money than he deserved. But
yeah,
at the same
it's not
time,
Trudeau's fault.
It's
probably
just like,
sold it to the Chinese.
Everybody that's blaming on Trudeau is fucking.
It just like that's just fucking.
Just do the research before you run your mouth.
Yeah, it's political pressure like on all angles there. So we're not going to talk about that. But
anyways, Chinese is probably going to buy that land and put a military base like they did in Africa.
So wait, so we had this area of land. We had an area of land for UFOs as a welcome.
Like it was
as a welcome mat.
That is kind of. That is specifically designated for that use. Like that is, you know,
and then they didn't come and were like, fuck it.
But is it still there?
We're upset. Like, we didn't even get a sorry, eh? Didn't say anything.
Didn't even drop. Didn't even drop us a crop circle.
They just let us sit here, like a bunch of fucking
hosers,
knuckleheads,
hosers,
like a bunch of boobs.
Yeah.
Well, fuck them.
Wow, you're No.
Okay, well, that was a fucking. It's kind of cool that we did that, but that story just went nowhere. In the end.
It sucked.
That's another dud.
It's dud. You can't win them all with this book.
Yeah, we've been losing more often than not lately. Last three case files have been busts.
Well, maybe when we get the Randomatron 6000.
Yeah, when we upgrade, we'll see what we can do.
Is that in the budget, though?
Well, we have Patreon supporters now, so maybe we'll get one.
Okay, hopefully.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Andrew, you're making $1.50 for appearing today.
Fucking enough to buy a coffee.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Double.
Yeah. And then if you roll up the rim, you got a chance to win more.
Well, wait a second. I'm making money.
No, Zelly's been charging me. I'm on St. Paul.
I thought you had to pay to fucking do this.
You busted me. Andrew's been paying to come on the podcast, and he just fucking told him now he's getting paid. Yeah, give him his money back.
Dude, you guys need to check out the Town St. Paul, the Canadian website. And they have on here Let's see. In 2017, we'll be celebrating Canada's 150th anniversary, as well as the 50th anniversary of the town of St. Paul's landing pad.
No.
In 1960s. Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. In the 1990s, Mayor Paul Langevin officially opened an adjacent UFO tourist information center for welcome visitors. So there's a tourist center next to this landing pad.
Oh, if someone is listening from St. Paul.
It's got little flags and stuff on it. Oh, my God. Oh, you see the picture.
It's unreal.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. Oh, boys, can we do a road trip to St. Paul?
I told you that's freaking cool.
Where is St. Paul?
North of Edmonton, I think.
North of Edmonton?
Yeah, I think so.
That is pretty cool.
Let me see that.
1-800, if you want to call them, 1-888, see UFOs.
Oh, fuck, that thing is sweet. Everyone look this up. Everyone look this up. It's actually pretty fucking cool.
You put a link of this. This is fucking boss. That's neato, man. They have a UFO hotline that complements the display with reports of UFO sightings and encounters of all kinds. All right.
Wow, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. Why in St. Paul?
It's a why not?
Why not, eh?
Good point.
You know what? That's the UFO encounter of the week was shitty, but it led us to this fucking sweet landing pad.
That's pretty cool. You guys got to go there.
I'm going there next summer.
Well, it's like a 14-hour drive from me. Someone's going to.
No, thanks.
I don't know.
Let's just set up our own fucking landing pad here.
Yeah, I'm going to set one up in my backyard.
That's fucking right.
I'm going to build it out of wood, paint a big fucking welcome sign on it. Good to go.
Yeah.
Couple flags.
All right, who wants to? Let's get going on fucking Steve Romachuk.
Steve Romachuk here, yeah.
I'm confused. I thought.
Who wants to open on?
Stan Romanek.
Dan Romanek.
I don't know, Dan. Well, Dan's always pretty good at giving a little summary.
Yeah.
Okay. Stan Romanek is a prominent 54-year-old UFO enthusiast who claims to have been abducted by aliens several times. From what I know about him, he's made multiple claims about being abducted by aliens, contact by aliens. His wife, he's married. His wife is on board with this. She claims to endorse his claims that he's been abducted by aliens. He's claimed to have alien implants inside of him at one point, got them removed. I think there was a case where he was going to, in 2009, he was asked by ABC News to submit his alien implant in his leg, which he had removed for medical examination. And when the time came, Romanek actually claimed it disappeared from his body. So he just didn't have it anymore.
Okay.
So, you know, he's had a lot of, there's a lot of stuff about him. Like he's a controversial figure, I guess.
100%.
I guess we'll get into that.
He just had he says 150 pieces of evidence for UFO encounters and alien abductions. That's like phone call recordings or
wand circles, abduction flashbacks, under hypnosis, abduction wounds, you know, all kinds of things.
The thing is I've seen some of his stuff before and I would have never thought twice to put it on or even talk about it. Yeah. But what has happened is in the past maybe month, he's the most requested guy we get, and it's all because of the new documentary on Netflix, Extraordinary.
Yeah, well, I think the documentary is actually like a few years old, but it just came available on Netflix, so now everyone has the ability to watch it super easy. So,
what did you think about it when you watched it for the first time? Did you almost have a canary?
I actually really enjoyed that part of it. It was like, oh, but have a canary.
Hey, Mark.
I was like, I like this guy.
I hope you see this, Mark. You're going to have a canary.
You're
going to
have a canary. You know what?
We should reach out to Mark and, in fact, see if he did have a canary over this. I'm curious. I want to know.
You know what? When I first watched it, it's a well-done documentary. Like, it's well done.
It is.
Like,
it's good.
Production-wise, it's well done. Like, all the on-screen text and the flashbacks and the audio recordings and the video. Like, it's all put together really, really nice. And then you start looking into it, and there's like a couple suspect things about it. But I don't know. Let's start with how did he start? He was on the highway, and he originally seen like a UFO hovering above power lines, and he got out his video camera and he started taking a video of it. So fucking shaky and blurry, like all these UFO videos are, unfortunately. And that was pretty much his start. And then from there, he just had like hundreds of what he calls documented UFO encounters.
And here's the thing I want to make apparent to any of our listeners right now. If you see a UFO, don't fucking zoom in on it.
No,
just
don't
take the video, zoom in post-production. Because when you zoom in, if you fucking distort it, you're too shaky and it looks terrible. Just take the video and zoom in after if you see something weird. Like that's
Like everyone's got, if you got like a new iPhone or like one of these new Galaxy things, these cameras on these things are fucking awesome. Just don't zoom in at all. Just frame it nicely centered for as long as you can, and then you worry about it after. Because when you zoom, you zoom in, any little shake in your hand, the thing is fucking jumping around the screen so hard you can't fucking see anything.
But so I do, that was a part of it. Like the first, I would say the first half of the documentary, I was really into. I like that first video. It shows the picture. It is a little shaky, but I'm like, all right, looks like a weird object.
Yeah.
That what does it go into next? Does it go into the orb? Like, I really like the orbs.
Yeah, it's right. It has like a video of him, like an orb, and it's like, if you slow it down, it kind of looks like it's shooting like a beam down to the ground.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's also blurry. But that one, like those kind of UFO sightings, that's like a classic UFO sighting, right? Like those fucking, the orbs and.
Kind of reminded me of like a little bit of the Phoenix Lights kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
The parachute kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I, when I saw it, that's what kind of.
But that was like, that was really interesting to me. Like I liked all that introduction stuff. Like I was like, oh, it's really, like, really interesting. This was made in 2013, so it is.
Yes.
But it was 2017. It was available on Netflix, which is,
well, that's right now.
Which is new, but yeah. But so, the it's just tough because I've seen some of these videos before. So right away, I was oblivious to Stan Romanek, but I knew some of the footage, and I had seen some of the stuff before. So when I saw it again, I was like, oh, I've seen this. I've heard this story. The thing, like, he starts to go on about that. See, I can't remember what happens next. So he started seeing the orbs a lot at his house, and then he was getting followed by them.
Well,
and then did he start getting phone calls? Was that what happened first?
Well, I want, one of the things about the documentary that I found was actually pretty interesting was he claims that he had like a security camera on outside of his house, and it picked up the weird orb, like the light, right, shining on the ground, and then
that burned the siding.
And then like knocked out the camera, and then in the morning it shows a picture, and the siding's like, it looks like really faded, like just in like a perfect like a circle around the security camera, and the next day or whatever he comes home, and there's people replacing his siding, so he just assumes that his landlord like got it replaced for whatever reason. But then when he finally gets a hold of his landlord, he's like, no, I didn't get it replaced. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then the company, I can't remember what the company was called, when he looked it up, like what he says is the company didn't exist. And they only replaced the one side of his house. And they took all the stuff away. When he asked them questions, they like just gave him like really like boring, like one word answers, like, oh, nope, we're taking all this stuff. And I think he ended up taking a piece of siding in the end. But I
did they make a coin disappear while they were there?
They were wearing red lipstick.
Yeah.
Did they make a coin disappear? Look over here, Mr. Romanek.
No,
they just started the chicken dance after.
No, like that was, if that was like true in any way, that's kind of weird, right? That was super weird in the documentary. Like when you see that, like, wow, that is, that's kind of weird. Like if there is people, if there is like a Men in Black or some type of people who are trying to keep this stuff secret and they're following these orbs and they notice that like does something to a house and they quickly go in there and try and get rid of the evidence. Sure.
Yeah, my siding looks exactly like that, but that's because my fucking barbecue's right next to it.
It's any type of heat, right?
Same shit.
Yeah, sun heat. But in the video, it does show like a perfect, like it, there's a line between from left to right. It's like faded, not faded, but
yeah,
I don't know.
That I did like that. The orbs where they would like go through the house and then you would see them going through the windows.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, and they kind of disappear through the walls, and then there'd be like a little like the discoloration on the drywall or the plaster.
But where was that security camera? And that's one thing that that really bugs me about this documentary is I'm currently renting a house. You know how much because I think that where there was, it was like 2009 when, I can't remember, I'm going by bad memory, but I think it was 2009 where the security camera had the burn in it. Why would you put up a fucking security camera in a rental? Well, like, you know how much work that would have to be?
Well,
you would have to.
He's trying to catch the stuff on video, right? Like, he's doing it to try. Like, he's got a purpose to try and catch, like, what he says is experiencing these, like, UFO phenomenon, but he's trying to get evidence.
So, I guess so. I guess.
He's trying to get evidence, really, but.
I can level with him if that was happening to me. I guess I would want to try to prove it to other people. But the orbs, and then, did he start getting. No, he had the. Abduction, right? He claims he was abducted, right?
Well, yeah, well, he's abducted, and then he goes through like the regressive hypnosis, right?
Yeah,
and then he starts giving his account of, oh yeah, they were like the classic encounter story is like, oh yeah, they're really interested
they're poking me,
they're really interested in our like in our reproduction and like in our sexual organs and like all that kind of stuff, right?
Great.
My favorite story of one of his abductions where he's like, I went to sleep in my favorite stag shirt. Like, this is my abduction shirt or some shit like that. And then he's like, and then I woke up in a fucking nightgown.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But then the documentary goes like, it shows like, oh, I came back and I had like marks on my wrists and marks on my arms. And it shows like, shows bruises and it shows like discoloration. Ben's like, oh, it healed really fast. So like it was abnormal healing. Like it only took 2 days to heal. So you're like, okay, so the aliens bound him, did their experiments, and then just his presence on the ship made him have fucking Wolverine healing powers? Or?
Well, I thought, isn't there people who get abducted get certain type of like powers unlocked?
You hear that story like a lot, especially with like a lot of like, I don't know, what do you call it, telepathy?
Yeah,
a lot of like mental power, right? They say like, oh,
unlocks
you to the next, like progresses humans to the next consciousness. So you can like, now you're more aware and you can feel the UFOs. I don't know, but.
No healing factors?
I don't know. Well, he got healing factors. Like he got healed a couple times. Another one is, have the stories like he hurt his knee and he needed reconstructive surgery and he was supposed to go for surgery the next Wednesday or something. And he gets abducted the night before and he wakes up and he's got like, in the video it shows like a series of dots on his leg, looks like.
Yeah, there's five, it looks like burn, like cigarette burns.
Yeah, like in like a line. And then in the phone call he's talking to a doctor, he's like, oh, I don't understand like how you could have those, blah, blah, blah. But then what really irked me about that is when he's talking to the doctor who was supposed to give him the surgery, and he's like, oh, I don't need the surgery anymore. It's like, oh, why not? And then he tells her why. He's like, blah, blah. And never, I want to hear from that doctor, like what her side of the story was, but that never goes to that. And that happens a lot in this documentary. Like, it gives his point of view. He's like, oh, yeah, my knee got fixed. I told the doctor about it. She didn't believe me. But then my knee was fixed. So I talked to another doctor, and he's like, oh, yeah, your knee's fixed. And you're like,
yeah, but
all right.
I'd like to, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, buddy. So what was wrong with your knee? What did you tear? Your ACL, MCL, LCL? Like,
that's what he said. Full ACL tear. Yeah. That's what he said. Full ACL tear.
Like you can check the fucking rigidity and shit like that of the knee and feel how loose it feels, but there's no way of really knowing if it's fixed until he had a fucking MRI.
Yeah.
Like, so how do we know that? There's people that live every day.
Yeah. Cause
without ACLs.
Brayden, don't you have a bad ACL for like ever?
I have no ACL like, and I'm perfectly fine.
And you can live because you're not an athlete.
And I'm a beast. I'm the fastest fat guy in the world.
I'll give you that. You're pretty quick.
He is for a fat guy.
Anyways, like, there's a lot of like weird like inconsistencies in this story like that. Now we gotta talk about when the first time you see the video of the fucking alien he supposedly catches on camera. At first I was like, oh shit, fucking alien. And then you kind of look closer, you're like, looks like a.
It looks rubber fucking
head.
Terrible.
Looks like a rubber head.
You know, it reminded me of like, you know, when you kind of like, you go by like a window or something like that, and then you pretend like you're on an escalator or going downstairs. You know, it's just
honestly,
up and down.
It looks. It's two like okay. This was when was this 2009? These videos were ever shot. Amateur, like puppeteers make puppets that have blinking eyes and a moving mouth fairly easily, and what it looks like in the videos, because at first you're like, oh shit, that's a fucking alien gray, big fucking head, big eyes, just staring at him. And then it just like, it looks like it's on the end of a stick. It looks like one of those like, you know, like the horse head, like for little kids, they have like the stick with just the horse head. It looks like a puppet on, yeah, the, on the top of a stick, and then just like lowers it in front of the window. It's like, whoop. It doesn't look like a natural, like a natural movement at all.
What are you talking about? It's like, totally looks like an alien that's just taking a stroll, sees that he's been noticed, and just fucking like just slithers stare down. It's like, oh fuck.
I love the one who's like looking through the window, the alien's looking through the window, kind of on like, his head's kind of cocked. And then he sees him, and then he just does one of these, just like kind of slides to the right, just like, just around the corner. So, you're like, oh.
He like, and then like the thing about they call that video the Boo video. That's like what it's called. So if you haven't seen it, you can look up the Stan Romanek Boo video. That's the video we're talking about now.
Don't you mean Steve Romanchuk?
Steve Romanchuk. Sorry, yeah. Fuck. I can never remember this guy's name. Come on, man. He's such a fucking nerd. I can't remember his name. He did a lie detector in 2008. He was asked to take a lie detector, and he said, yeah, no problem. He did the lie detector, and he did fine on the lie detector, except the question, is the Boo tape a hoax? He failed. The lie detector said it's a lie.
Yeah, well, that's not even the first time he's been caught in a hoax.
Yeah, and then he claimed that, well, he has a medical condition that prevents lie detectors from working accurately.
Of course, of course.
Right? So hold on. I wanted to say that because we're just kind of talking about the video. Like, Romanchuk had a Steve fucking Bilbo Chuck or whatever his name is. Steve Belichuk had a video expert say that video would cost $50,000 to fake.
$50,000,
but that was an expert by old fucking Djokovic or whatever his name is, Belichuk. And then after that, the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Society reproduced that video for $90.
I was gonna say, like, it can't be that expensive.
$90, they did it.
This the thing with it, like, the first time he caught the thing on camera, he thought he had a peeping Tom, right, checking in his windows. So he sets up the camera, he leaves the shot, the fucking alien pops his head up, he comes back in the shot, looks out the window, he's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. So like, now you got Stan Romanek in his own house with his own camera, he's not in the shot when it happens, the alien pops up, he comes back after the alien disappears, looks out the window, he's like, oh shit, oh shit. Like,
yeah,
like, it's fishy.
You know what? Here's the thing. And here's the thing. I will make an argument for him and this video. I look at the video and I say, well, that looks fake because I've never, like, it doesn't look real.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I will give him that perhaps, you know, this thing is alien and it looks alien. It's not of this earth. So you know what I mean? Like, maybe we're in some Muppet dimension with these things. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give him that much. Perhaps. But later on, man, he fucks with me. Romanchuk fucks with me on the next video.
Is that the fucking Peter Maxwell video?
Which one's that?
Which one's that?
The one where he's talking to that Peter Maxwell guy and he makes the fucking, like, pen lid fly off his pen and shit like that.
I didn't see that one.
Are you serious?
I don't think so.
Oh. It's great. Yeah, it's, you gotta watch it
because he goes back on that Peter Maxwell guy show and admits that he faked it all.
He's like, I faked it all.
That part.
Because I was getting pressured. I was getting death threats, and I had to make my, I had to illegitimize myself. That's what they told me I needed to do. So he picked some obscure fucking conspiracy podcast guy to come on.
See, the thing with, I don't doubt, you know what, because the UFO phenomenon, and like, there's so many sightings, I believe in it to some degree. But if you're caught lying about one thing, even if you had 10 things that were true, you discredit yourself instantly.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
If you really have an experience like this, don't try and make, like, this is what I think happened. Maybe he did have a UFO experience. Maybe he did have an abduction. I don't know. But then he gets the money signs in his eyes, like, oh, listen, now I can, you know.
But it's been pretty lucrative business for him.
Oh, he's like a best-selling author. He's got 3-4 books out. He fucking has he had speaking tours till now he's under.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, so that's like, it's, maybe some of the stuff was true. And even in the documentary, it says, like, even if 80% of it's true and 20% is fake, 80% is true still, right? So that's pretty good. Like,
come on,
he's fucking lying now. So, how do you, where do you draw the line?
How else do you explain waking up in a nightgown? Okay, come on. He did not go to sleep in that nightgown. Jesus.
Yeah. No one would. They're uncomfortable. Of course, yeah,
has no idea where his favorite shirt is now either.
He's very upset about it.
Fuck.
So let's get into some more of the. So later on, he starts to think, like, I think we've talked about it and stuff, that they're using him. I love when they start to refer to him as Starseed.
Starseed.
I fucking love that name.
It's a great name. Yeah.
Great name. So they're essentially using Bill Romanov as a
just names us evolving as we go on.
it just keeps changing.
They're using him as a pump and dump. They're just using his semen to make this offspring. And one of these offspring starts calling. And apparently what's the fucking name of that? The chemo or what the fuck
Kioma
is that?
Or something?
Kioma. Kioma, that's right. And it's, the alien human hybrid Kioma. And they start calling and all these weird calls. But man, these fucking calls are terrible.
Mm.
One, because no one would react to these weird calls that way. Like, you know what? If I picked up the whole phone, if I picked up the phone right now, tomorrow on a call, and it was like, daddy. Mm. Yeah, I'd be like, hello? Hello? Who the fuck is this? He'd be like, meh. And I'd be like, hang up. Like, no one goes on the phone with your wife. Your wife doesn't pick up the phone. You don't fucking start be like, hello? Is anyone there? Wait, we should hang up. Oh, I think I hear something. Like,
well, here it is. If you get a fucking random call, you're not recording your calls ever.
Exactly. No. Like, are they recording every fucking phone call they've ever made?
Of course.
Well, I think he claims, like, it happened before. So, like, okay, now we're going to start recording. And then conveniently, all of a sudden, now he's getting this fucking...
He's trying to
robotic
record.
Alien voice on.
He's got that fucking kid calling him, asking him for Seymour Butts and huge ass and shit all the time. He's got to try and find out where that prick's calling from. So
it's like when you used to get like Word, when the old Word, you could get it to read it back to you, and it'd be like, in 2009, in interview with ABC, time. Right? That's like, that was the voice. I was like,
that sounds like your Christopher Walken impression.
Does it?
Yeah, totally does.
Well, you know, the thing about Steve Belichick, he seems a little fucked.
The coach of the Patriots.
Belichick? How does he have time to fucking deal with all these aliens and win all those fucking Super Bowls is what I want to know.
That's his secret, man.
Maybe that's how he's winning. Tom Brady's an alien.
Tom Brady's an alien.
Only makes sense.
Settled it.
Tom Brady's a fucking alien.
Tom Brady's one of Stan Romanek's fucking...
Hybrids, alien children.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Okay, now we talked about that. Now let's talk about his experience with the children on board the UFO.
So, never mind. That's before.
That's before.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about another story.
Okay,
we'll get into that.
Before, I can't remember her name now. Who was the other girl in the documentary?
Lisa.
No, that's his wife. But the girl, the girl that he claims that he met in the UFO.
Oh, it's Betty wasn't it?
It's Betty.
Oh,
because that Betty's.
No.
Betty?
I'm pretty sure it's Betty.
I don't know. Anyway, so he claims that he, on the UFO, through his hypnosis, he kind of remembers his experience.
And it's like they've had the baby. They, like, did the offspring together.
Yeah, so I guess there's this other girl who was on board the ship on the UFO with him, and I guess they took her genes and his genes and their genes, and they made...
Hybrids.
Hybrid children. And in his hypnosis, the children are like... calling him daddy, and they're hugging his leg, and he's crying and he's sobbing. And I guess that is the girl who's been calling him on the phone. Also, is that that's what it made it seem like. And then he was at a UFO conference, and then
They met.
The girl said on the phone, like, oh, we're going to come meet you at your conference. And the girl was there. And the girl looks like she has, like, really pronounced, like, eyebrows. Kind of like fucking, like, what was it? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the fucking blonde vampire with the fucking big brow. That's what it looks like.
Oh, the blonde. Oh, Spike.
I know the look exactly. Yeah, that is a great description.
Yeah, so it looks like this fucking girl is like a mini Spike vampire with this like pronounced brow, and she is the alien hybrid somehow. She's got, I guess, big alien eyes, but they're human eyes, the big blue eyes.
All I can see is Helga Pataki in my head.
Who's that?
It's the fucking chick with the unibrow from Hey Arnold.
From Hey Arnold?
Yeah, so I guess he claims that he's the father of these hybrid children, and these are the children. Somehow the children are coming down, because he claims like he photographs the girl in like the railing, and he claims that's the same girl.
It looks like a fucking balloon head.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
like, you don't think you'd notice her fucking sitting there with her fucking,
you just show me a picture of Helga or whatever from Hey Arnold.
Fucking beach ball head sitting outside your porch.
Football head.
Jesus.
I don't know. And then this, like, it just gets from there. That's when the documentary kind of lost me. I was like, all right, so now you got alien hybrid children somehow escaping from their UFO ship, coming down to the planet, spying on you on the porch, looking through the railing, coming to your conference. But there's no, like, how do they get here? Like, what's, are they teleporting down? Maybe they're teleporting down.
How do they move around? Like, what do they do during the daytime?
This guy, hey, this, a really telling point for me in this documentary, really fucking telling point for me, was when you have all these UFO experts and stuff, and then they're all like, they're all sitting in a circle, and they're like, oh, yeah, we, like, you know, Stan's a really fucking weird guy. He's really, you know, he's different. You can definitely tell. They're like, we try to never leave him alone. Oh, someone's always got to be with Stan because, you know, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, and then they're like, oh, and then Stan went to the driveway and he's like, oh, I see this girl. No one paid attention to him. And then all of a sudden he came back with this photo by himself. And, oh, he's like, we all saw this photo. We all cried. It was so messy. And then his phone went beep, boop, beep, and deleted.
Just
and
that picture. Just that one picture.
Just that one picture. And I was like, motherfucker, you've been showing me alien photos. You had a fucking video of a peekaboo fucking alien. And now you're going to tell me that this random picture that made these people cry got deleted? I was like, no.
That's bullshit right there.
I was like, this sounds like a guy that the shit only happens to him by himself. And all these other UFOologists, they fucking know he's a liar. So they're always like, we have to be with him because he's such a fucking liar. That there's no way, like, we need a second eyes on this because he's so full of shit. And, like, and it, he's always by himself. Always, when the shit happens.
It's always by himself. It's always his own camera. It's always no witnesses. But even though he claims, like, oh, there's other witnesses there. They all seen it, too. Like, but well, you don't hear from the other witnesses ever.
I don't know. This doesn't make, this, that's what I don't make, none of this makes sense to me when, like, when he fucking gets conned into, you know, making himself look like a fucking ass on that show, you know, to discredit himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, why would they make you do that when you already have a bunch of other shit out? Why would that make a difference? Why? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's
okay.
Like,
I just got to get into some of his lies. I wrote down some of his lies that I noticed in the documentary. Yeah. At the beginning, this one drove me nuts. At the beginning of this documentary, he's going on about how he lived in the, you know, the hard area of Denver. He was the only white kid. And he was like, I was right between the Blood and the Crips. And they beat me up. And I was right in the middle.
And he said in Denver?
Yeah.
Denver.
Yeah. In Denver.
Denver,
and he's
Colorado.
Like, yeah, Denver, Colorado. And he's like, I had to learn to fight. And he's like, they beat me up every day. But eventually, because I fought so much.
I was a good fighter.
I was a good fighter and ended up beating everyone else up all the time. I'm a fucking G.
Tell you something right now. We could beat up fucking Stan Romanek with left hand.
You look at that guy's face. That guy's never taken a punch, man. If that guy was you can tell when a guy's a shit kicker. You can tell. And you can tell when a guy's taking a lot of beatings. Their face is fucking scarred up. You just can't hide it. You can't hide all the beatings that he's talking about.
He does get beat up, though. Like, in half his fucking interviews, he's talking about how he has a brain injury because he got beat up.
But here's the thing. So he said that at the beginning. He said, I got beat up so much until I started beating everyone else up. That's what he says.
Yep. That's true.
Well, 45 minutes later in the documentary, he's talking about getting jumped by these guys. And he's like, well, I'm not much of a fighter. I don't really know what to do. These guys are beating me up. And I didn't know how to defend myself. I don't know how to fight. I was like, you fucking ass. Like, are you really, like, really 45 minutes ago in this documentary, you're talking about shit kicking Bloods and Crips because no one could fuck with you anymore because you were such a G. And now you're like, oh, these poor guys, I don't know how to handle myself. I don't know how to fight. I don't know what to do. I was like, oh, fuck. Such a fucking bold lie to tell, like, in 45 minutes apart on the documentary. Like,
you don't tell people you're a fucking fighter if you're not a fighter. Like, people see right through it.
You don't say you're fucking beating up Bloods and Crips, and then later on you're like, oh, these four guys beat me up. I didn't know what to do. I'm not a good fighter.
It's funny. Like, how old is this guy?
He's 52 or something.
So, and he grew up, like, when were the fucking Bloods and Crips, like, founded? I'm pretty sure it was, like, in the fucking late 70s, early 80s.
I don't know my Blood Crip history, but I didn't know. I thought it was more like I thought it was more of a California thing.
Oh, Dan, don't look at me. Even if they were fed, it's usually like they're Bloods and Crips is like in Los Angeles.
Thing, yeah, that's right?
Why like totally not fucking Denver.
Denver, Colorado. Like, what's out? There's nothing out there.
Oh, like,
it's a fucking ski town, mountain town. Yeah.
Denver's like
that's where the it's fucking where the beer flows like wine and the women flock like the salmon of Capistrano.
Well, yeah, they do. The Colorado Springs. Well, one of the towns in Colorado. It's either Denver does have the largest like concentration of like craft beers like per capita. You have a lot of that there.
So that part bugged me. The second part that really bugged me, where I was like, this motherfucker is lying. When he's like when he talks about his blown knee, he's like, yeah, I wrecked my knee. I needed a full ACL repair. I've had this injury, people. I've torn my ACL. You can't get the MRI right away because of the swelling. The swelling has to go down. There's no fucking way within a week of tearing his ACL, he had already been in for an MRI and booked in for ACL repair surgery.
I gotta call you, not a chance.
Medical expert.
Everybody's different. You can tear your ACL with no fucking swelling. So it's different by case
this
for
guy,
case. So
okay, when my knee wasn't swollen, I could walk fine.
I'm not going to argue with you. You as a functioning adult who's not competing in like high level sports can live without a fucking ACL no problem.
Yeah.
At his how old was he when he said he hurt his knee? Do we know?
I can't remember.
Probably in his 40s.
So, yeah, probably. So
they would have told him to not. They would have told him not to even worry about getting fucking surgery unless he's like an avid skier or some shit.
Unless he needs it for his job or needs it for like he's using it all the time. Yeah, I get that.
Also, we have a fan that can tell us about how dangerous Colorado is.
Yeah, we do. And we
Tressa
find
can
out.
Fucking tell us. Yeah, so you hear that, Tressa? You gotta let us know.
Is Denver as hood as he says it is?
I have her on Snapchat. She is pretty hood. So
hey, we got a lot of listeners in Colorado. So you guys let us know how fucking gangster.
Hey, but gangster not now. I don't care about 2017. I'm talking about like 1970.
That's right. Like I looked it up. The Crips were founded in 69, and the Bloods in 72.
Were they in Colorado?
I know that's fine. I doubt it. Well, no, because they were founded in L.A., and that's when they started, so I don't think they'd have already fucking branched out to Denver.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking Belichick, Belichick.
Is he just using Bloods and Crips as like a euphemism for black people? Like
he films other teams' practices. He's a fucking cheater.
And I got a good segue now. I got a good segue.
Sure. Right.
So then after the Boo video, we're shown the kitchen video.
I didn't see that.
Where he supposedly thinks his stepkids are having a sleepover, and he thinks it's a kid, and he walks out with the video camera, and he's in the kitchen, and you see the alien head peek around the corner. So you see half of its torso on an angle. It gives a couple blinks, and he goes, "Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe what I'm seeing." And then it just it dips away, and that's it.
That's it.
Here's the thing about that fucking video. I was so shook. This part of the video is about halfway. And I was so shook by what he said earlier that I couldn't even focus. And it actually led well into what I found out later. He says in that documentary, you go back and watch it. He goes, yeah, my stepkids were having a sleepover. They were having friends over. They were all sleeping over at the house. It's what he says. This is, I'm paraphrasing, but he says these words. He goes, I thought I saw one of my stepsons or one of their friends running naked through, ran through my room naked. And he says that.
My video camera.
He says that. And then he, this motherfucker says, so I grabbed my video camera because I wanted. He says that. He says, I grabbed my video camera. And then this is the line that made me fucking shiver. He goes, I grabbed my video camera because I wanted to film it and use it as blackmail. This motherfucker thought he saw a naked child. So his idea was, I'm going to fucking get my video camera and go film this naked child so I can use it for blackmail. Blackmail for fucking what?
No, I said
to myself right then, I was like, this guy's a fucking child predator.
Well, and then
that's what I said. I literally watched that part and heard him say that, and I was like, that is fucking creepy. You were gonna blackmail a naked little, your one of your stepson's little naked friends? That was your plan? Yeah, like that was your thought process? All,
to get you to send him more fucking pics.
Right? He's like, hey, I filmed you running naked. If you don't fucking suck my D, I'm gonna show you.
You took it too far.
That was aggressive.
Zero to 100.
Yeah, you took it way too far.
But that's what he says he was being threatened with.
Well, is that too far? Because in February 13th, 2014, he's arrested for possessing and distributing child pornography. Yeah. This guy was making it and sending it to people.
Well, says, like, that's why he was threatened with that, and that's why he incriminated himself on that Peter Maxwell show.
And they did it anyways, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he fucking did it anyways.
Dude, I'm saying, I will say, saying that, like, I was going to film them. Oh, it was funny. I was going to film and use it as blackmail in the future. I was like, what the fuck? That's terrible. Like, what? At no point did that sound like, I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. It was like, no. Oh, that's creepy. Blackmail for what? What are you going to blackmail a little kid to do?
Your fucking diddler alarm's just going off as soon as you hear that.
That's weird.
Dude's but here's sure, the thing. Bro. Here's the thing about that. Why the fuck would you ever say that if you didn't film an alien?
Yeah. It's just...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm so fucking torn. Because I'm like, that alien doesn't look very realistic.
But listen, he's the one that's putting out this fucking documentary. He obviously thinks what he said wasn't that bad. Because if he fucking... When they're editing it and be like, here you go, buddy. You just admitted to being a fucking pedo. Let's chop that. Let's get that out of there. So he obviously thinks what he said is innocent enough. You know what I mean?
This is gross.
So he's basically saying that like the NSA and all that shit are pinning him pinning that fucking pedophile shit on him to shut him up.
Well, I think we should talk about that because it's kind of like a little bit of a saga, like the whole thing, how it came around that he was arrested. Like he was arrested on February 12th, 2014, on a warrant that was issued for his arrest. The warrant was based on like an 8-month long investigation into the online sharing and possession of child pornography. And apparently they had been tracking or tracing file sharing, like pictures, which showed very young girls being sexually assaulted. Homeland Security in 2008 had discovered images which were traced from a peer-to-peer sharing network to Romanek's IP address. And they didn't do anything about it because local law enforcement at the time, the Loveland Police, where he lived at the time, didn't have a cyber crimes unit at that time.
It's ridiculous. Dude.
So for like 6 years before,
they already kind of knew something. And then 2013... Franklin allegedly found child pornography once again. This guy, Homeland Security Special Agent Daryl Franklin, was the guy who was tracing who was in charge of like the tips they were given to the local police. or is in the investigation. In 2013, Franklin found child pornography once again that could be traced to Romanek's computer. The pictures that he said are in the report, he said contained images of girls that span from the age range of 5 to approximately 12. In these photos, gross. Girls are posing in seductive manners, exposing all all the stuff. He said several of these girls are very young and unmistakably children.
Thought I saw one of my stepsons, one of my stepchildren, running naked. So I got my camera because I wanted to film them and use it as blackmail.
He said that in the documentary.
He said that in the documentary.
That's
whack job.
But
man.
Then it honestly, like, that part rattled me so much. When they showed that next video, I was like, I didn't even care. I was like, that is fucking creepy. That's creepy. I was like, what the fuck? You were hoping to find a naked child and you were going to blackmail him with this? What? With what? How? What were you going to use it as blackmail? Like,
but do you guys know about it gets even weirder, like the investigation. I'm not saying that what he did is like a complete lie or anything, but I'm saying that it still gets really weird. The lead investigator, Brian Koopman, who was head of like the cyber crimes unit at that time at 2013 on the investigation, they got a warrant. They went to his house, to Romanek's house. They found the computer's hard drive and they said it had been erased. Or they said that it had recently been erased. And however, investigators later reportedly found hundreds of images depicting child pornography on USB sticks and similar videos on a laptop. And then they arrested Romanek in February after that. But this Brian Koopman guy, the lead investigator, apparently he kind of has like a little bit of a checkered past, even in his law enforcement career. Tammy Fisher was a former Loveland police officer, and apparently she had befriended the Romaneks during 2012 and 2013. And then they had been actually exchanging text messages with Lisa Romanek, Stan's wife, at critical times during the investigation. Koopman says that he suspected that Fisher, the former police officer, had tipped off the Romaneks to an impending search of their home, and that's why the hard drive had been erased.
So then his wife knows what he's fucking into. That's fucked.
Right. And Fisher, Tammy Fisher, actually sued Koopman, the lead investigator of the Loveland Police, and the Loveland Police Chief Luke Hecker, alleging malicious prosecution without probable cause, and accused Hecker, the police chief, of improperly training and supervising Koopman. And like they had a big old projected legal battle. And so then they actually, it got to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit and ruled in May 2017, so this year, that a district court had the right to dismiss Fisher's case. So adding fuel to this, Detective Koopman had been the subject of other allegations in the years between during that case. In April 2016, he was eventually cleared of charges that attempting to influence a public official as part of a 2013 murder investigation.
Yeah, but like that's kind of common with like high ranking law enforcement. You know what I mean? There's always these little fucking accusations of, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
Shady
it's
shit.
Kinda, I don't want to lend credence to whatever, but you know, like to what Romanek says, because I'm all for like persecuting weird, you know, these fuckers who do this kind of shit. But I mean, it's not, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that, you know, he got cleared of these charges and maybe it was like a higher up government was like, look, we want you to take care of this. We'll get these charges dropped. We'll get all this stuff dismissed and stuff will go away if you do this. You plant these USB sticks in this laptop.
Why?
Of all these things.
When it in all these other fucking stories, when it's so easy to snuff one of these fucking losers out,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Why go to the fucking trouble of...
Because they don't want a murder investigation of this guy who's been a prominent...
Yeah, but why not the other prominent fucking alien investigators that just fucking turn up dead? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Because this kind of stuff, they don't want anything on the official record. If you have like an investigation, like stuff comes out and it's on the record. Yeah, but if you have a murder investigation of these guys, it makes them almost like a martyr. They were killed. Well, maybe they actually knew something.
Yeah.
I want to know though. Okay, we're gonna put some kiddie porn on this guy's computer. So we get him in jail. We shut him the fuck up. Right.
That's the easiest way to get something. That shit.
How is any of his experience, is it going to get any worse than what he's already experienced? You know what I mean? Like, what are they trying to get him to hide? He's already got a fucking documentary out. You know what I mean? He's already got all this other stuff out.
Well, they're trying to make him, well, he's saying that they're trying to make him like a pariah? Yeah, to make him like the warning. Him like the look, if you care about your life, like, do you want to end up like this guy? Shut up. Stop talking about aliens. You know, just keep the stuff to yourself, or we'll come up and put kiddie porn and on USB sticks.
He also said on that Peter Maxwell show, he also said the reason why they wanted him in jail is so they could fucking kill him in jail. His exact words in interviews, like, they wanted me to go to jail because it'd be easier for them to kill me there. He's already been he's saying it's going to be easier for them to kill in jail. This guy, he's already reported that he's been fucking shot. You know what I mean? He's been beat up several times and left for dead. Like, I don't know. I just don't fuck. It's hype.
No, it's nuts. Like, well, Stan Romanek, they've pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. His wife, Lisa, backs him up, and they said that they're going to bring in their extraterrestrial conspiracy theories to part of the trial.
Part of the trial, yeah.
Like, also, they said they were going to bring in ufology to the courtroom.
Another thing, too, is I'm not trying to fuck. Like, I still think this guy, like, come on. He walks like a duck, fucking quacks like a duck. It's a fucking duck. He's got a mullet. He's trying to film his nephews naked, or his son, or whatever. That Peter Maxwell guy, where he was that's where he first incriminated himself with the stupid pen flip and all that, right?
Yeah.
He later came on that Peter Maxwell guy's fucking show or whatever and said, hey, listen, I fucking lied. Made all these excuses, but that Peter Maxwell guy still supports him. Still is like, no, I believe what this guy's saying. I believe he fucking admitted that, or he did those things because he was being forced to. You know what I mean? So that kind of count. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he also says I stayed at this guy's house for a week, and while I'm staying there, weird shit like the printer would fucking randomly print out these fucking stories and this faucets and stuff like that would turn on by themselves. And he's like, and there's so much more that I can't tell you guys yet that this fucking random Peter Maxwell guy, I don't know how credible he is.
Right.
With fucking air printers and shit, man, I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, you come over my house, I could print off shit that said, like,
believe me, I'm not going to argue. I told that I'm sure that shit's super easy to do, but just the fact that this guy fucking made an ass of himself on his show, you know what I mean? And then the guy still kind of fucking, you know, it could speak to how fucking gullible and dumb this Peter Maxwell guy is, or it could go to show that what this behind the scenes shit that fucking Bill Belichick showed Peter Maxwell could have been fucking, you know, mind fucking bottling, right?
But it really, like, it fits a kind of narrative that it's like, okay, so they told him first, like, look, we want you to discredit yourself. Like, we want you to admit that you're lying on a public show, make it public. You know, the government's telling them this kind of thing. And it's like, and if you do that, and if you don't, we're going to put this like kiddie porn shit all over we're going to smear that everywhere. And he says, okay, I'll do that. But then he does it. And he's like, no, I gotta, you know, he changes his mind. So the whoever's in charge of, you know, handling him or whatever is like, oh, fuck it. Let's do it. So they put all that stuff out. They find a police officer who's been,
There was a time gap though, hey? Like, there was a time gap from when he fucking incriminated himself and he got busted with the KDPino anyways. And then he comes out on this fucking podcast.
It was a long-term investigation, right?
Like, there was like a
it
process.
They said it in 2008. In 2008 is when the first time that they mentioned that's how they got the... 2008 is when they traced it, and then they got another time in 2013.
And he came out on that Peter Maxwell guy's fucking podcast and admitted that he lied in 2015.
That's a long time after.
It's quite a bit of a fucking gap, right?
No, okay. If he...
Timeline. It's okay. So it does fit the timeline. Okay.
Yeah, if he...
Let's
say he's onto something. let's say he was really having these experiences, and he was onto something. Like, he was onto the fuck... He was cracking the case. Back in 2000 when it started, right?
Yeah.
If there was someone trying to shut him up and they did, like, he's like, oh, okay, he knows something, they do it back then, right away. They don't fucking wait till it gets all over the internet, all over the podcast, totally. All over the news, wait 12 years or whatever before finally doing it. Like, if you're really fucking onto something, say, like, I seen a fucking alien today, and I'm doing the podcast, I'm like, I seen an alien, here's a video, and there's someone trying to cover it up, I'm gone tomorrow. Yeah, like, it's fucking right away.
They're not fucking sending people to fix your siding. They're sending somebody to your house to fucking smother you in your sleep. See ya, bye. Burn your fucking house down with you in it. Problem solved. See you later, bye.
Yeah, you get rid of someone before they're a figure. Like, we're nobody. I see a UFO, I put it on the internet, I'm dead the next day, I miss another video, and someone's like, oh, that's probably a hoax, right? Like, right. Like, if you... So, like, I don't know. Like, maybe he... I'm going to say, like, hey, he might have had some experiences. He might have been abducted. He might have seen UFOs. Like, I don't really know. But then I think he might have seen the dollar signs. And then I think he might have fucking, you know, he hoaxed a little fucking rubber head on a stick, right? A couple times.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And...
Looks like an alien.
And during this whole time you're hoaxing it, he admitted, like, he's a weird guy. He's an odd guy. He had an odd childhood growing up. Probably plays into a fact of your sexuality. Like, I don't really know. And, okay, before I go any further, he's innocent until he's proven guilty. Like, that's how it works.
Yep.
But it's a story kind of falls apart for me, Mr. Romanek here.
Wasn't it? The case is ongoing right now, too, isn't it?
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah,
he's
they haven't even. Right they, he's been accused, but he's not been convicted.
He's not been convicted. He, yeah.
He's going to be he's sharing fucking, a fucking jail cell with fucking Mr. Footlong himself, Jared. $5 footlong.
He said, I thought I saw one of the kids running naked, so I grabbed the camera.
Yeah.
I was going to film him and use it as blackmail.
Blackmail who?
Like, that's unbelievable. Really
yeah.
But, like, the thing, know. Here's my, like, my thoughts on him. He's hurting the, like, Stan.
He's hurting
Stan
the cause.
Romachuk, he's hurting the cause.
Definitely.
I think right from day one, I think he was probably like us, interested in aliens, and he saw dollar signs. And this guy's twisted, and he's weird, and he's a pathological liar. And he started lying, and he started manipulating his wife, and then he started manipulating these people, right, with dollar signs, right? And now he's just fueling the lie. Like, he's just...
He's done a good job with it. Yeah, he's done a really good
it's
job.
It's been a fucking pretty lucrative business for him. Like, you can't fucking knock him for that.
But to be honest, like, I think Stan Romanchuk's Romanex of the world, whatever the fuck his name is, he's the reason why we talk about other times where, like, a conspiracy theorist, it's like a derogatory term. It's guys like him.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Like, he fucking ran his mouth. He's a proven liar. Proven.
Admitted liar,
yeah. Right? He's been caught in lies. You know what? And I just got to go with my gut. And when he said that, man, I was like, man, this guy sounds like a fucking sex predator. And then when I found out he had the child porn, I was like, oh, he is. Like, 100%. Oh.
You're like, that makes sense.
Oh, so I just got to go with my gut.
The only thing that surprised me about him is he doesn't have a middle name in his name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it would have fucking said it over the top. And those, like, big ass old, like, 80s glasses. For sure.
But I honestly don't believe anything. When I saw him and you get to know him in the documentary, it wrote off everything for me with him. Like, I don't believe a fucking thing he's ever said or seen or documented. I think he's just hoaxed everything.
I'm not going to say he's hoaxed everything. I think when he started, he seen some weird stuff in the sky, some weird UFOs, and he was probably genuinely interested in it. And then after like 4 or 5 years of like looking, now he's actively looking for it. So he's like, oh, no, I haven't really found anything. So now I kind of got to poke my way into like something else.
So it was
else.
Like an addiction. Yeah. Got some attention. A little bit, and then it's like, you know what? Let's just keep going.
Oh, you know what else I hated about the documentary? When he'd wake up with like the bruises and shit.
Yeah.
And then it would be like, the documentary would be like, normal picture, black and white picture, thermal camera.
Yeah.
And you like see the thermal image. I was like, man, that is so fucking fake, because there's never, he talks about how fast he heals. You're going to tell me you're going out and you're buying a thermal camera? Are you for real? I don't believe that for a second.
It didn't look like a thermal camera. It looked like he like put that video into an editor and it's like changed the contrast.
Well, exactly. then he's trying to mislead you anyways. You know what I mean? Like, never have I had a bruise and been like, oh, like if I woke up tomorrow, I had a bruise, like weird, like say even a weird handprint on my arm. I take a picture. You know what I'm not going to go do? Find someone with a fucking thermal camera. Like, that's just not normal thought process. That, like, and people say he's a weird guy. Oh, he's a weird guy. Like, he thinks differently. Like, no.
He's a weird guy because he's got Kitty Pino on his fucking computer.
Yeah, he's like,
anyways, okay. I think we made our point on Mr. fucking Romachek here.
If you see this shit, if you legit have experiences, and I'm all for it. I've had weird ones. I've talked about them on the podcast. Just tell them, and own it.
No,
don't be fabricating it. The story I told you guys, and like maybe the first couple podcasts about me and my brother in the woods, that happened. That the true events, not sensationalized at all. Just leave your story as is. You don't need to come up. I've never seen anything since. I've never had something like that happen to me again. And if it doesn't happen, I'm not gonna fucking fabricate things because
don't go chase it. Yeah.
It discredits the experience that I had.
Yeah, well, that experience you had didn't make you any money.
No.
No, it did
not. So, stay tuned for next week. Brayden gets abducted.
Okay. Well, hey, we did it. I think I'm going to go with my initial thought. I think he started off legit, seen the dollar signs, fucked himself over. He had an ongoing child porn investigation for... was it fucking 8 years now? He's not convicted yet, so he's not guilty, but a lot of people are looking at him, so it's fucking weird. You want to do some 5-star reviews, Brayden?
Let's go around the horn and tell our final thoughts of Stan Romanek.
Okay, that's mine. Andrew?
Stan Romanchuk, Steve Romanchuk, Bill Belichick. I hope you forever drop the soap in jail, you pedo motherfucker.
And he's going straight conviction. There you go. Right. Braden?
Dan. Where's Dan?
Dan, where's Dan? Yeah.
Danislav Romanek. I would go ahead. I don't know. I'd still, yeah, like I go with Zell. He's innocent until proven guilty because it's these kind of things that it's like, you know, if you have consistent encounters or something like this where it's like, you know, it's going to happen eventually, like it happens consistently or, you know, somewhat frequently, you should have better evidence of what you are and don't be afraid to like share it. Like when they're like, oh, you know, these people don't want me to share it or whatever, it's like, well, then no one's ever going to see it because you're going to end up kind of, you know, you might end up like this guy and they're going to throw something at you. It's whatever, but put it out there. And it's, you know, it's just like, this guy is the kind of dude that I hate when I listen to some things about Bigfoot and people say, oh, we got Sasquatches coming onto my property every night, banging on my doors and stuff like that. Well, we'll videotape it. I don't care if it's just like you inside your house and somebody's banging on the door, at least like put it out there. You know, if you know this thing comes onto your property every night, why not set up some sort of surveillance equipment that's, you know, better quality or something like that?
It's just going to get burned.
You know, yeah, it's gonna get burned. I just, you know, sometimes I don't understand where they're like, I got all this stuff, like you said, like the one guy says, oh, I can't share it with you yet, and I'm like, well, why not? Like, you know, are you waiting for that next paycheck or what? It's, you know, give us a legit reason as to why you can't share it. So, I don't know, innocent until proven guilty. All right, go with that.
Brayden,
I can't get it out of my head. I thought I saw one of the kids having a sleepover run through my room naked. So I got my camera because I wanted to catch him and film him so I could use it as blackmail. Like that's
little,
I don't care how
little red flag.
I don't
care.
That's a huge fucking red flag for me. This guy's a fucking creep. This guy's a liar. This guy has hurt the cause. This documentary hurts the cause because people that even seeing the child porn thing at the end, like this hurt, like it hurts the cause. If you have a genuine experience that you've had, we have an avenue. Email us, message us on Twitter. We are people. We're genuinely interested in stuff. We're not professionals. We're not going to judge. We genuinely like hearing these stories. So if you have interesting stories, message us. We would love to hear them. This guy's has fucked over the cause. He's hurt it.
He did a little damage for sure.
Did a little damage. So again, if you have a genuine story, get it out there. Just say, even if you don't have claims, you have minor proof or whatever, just tell your story. Just say it and get it out there, right? Email us. We'll tell it. Write us a little blurb. We'll read it. Whatever.
Yeah, if you want us to leave your name out or whatever, stuff like that.
It's all good. We can, we will talk about these things, right?
But this is a safe place.
This isn't a fucking, we're not here to fucking, right? We don't want to make a buck. You know what I mean? We're not here to fucking, you know, fucking get rich here. Like,
if we were making a buck, you'd hear a lot of shitty ads. We do this for fun.
Yeah, we do this for fun.
You hear advertisements for audible.com.
No. Squarespace. Audiobook.
Don't even say them. Don't say it.
Don't say it, you motherfucker. Okay. Jesus. Five star reviews on Twitter.
Five star reviews.
This one's from 17th Nickname Attempt. The title is It's Good Shit. That's it.
Is it it's like one. Dot 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 or just
no? It's the title is It's, and then the comment is Good Shit.
This is a good one.
This five star review is from Ronald Ponald.
Ronald Ponald.
All around great time. I'm from Hamilton, Ontario, where a few buddies and I work at a cemetery and were introduced to this pod a couple months ago. Since then, we've been very entertained and thought-provoked by the theorists. Recommend to people who are fans of conspiracies and people who aren't into it. But a fan F...
This is the worst reading I've ever heard.
Well, no, it's a little bit Ronald Ponald, your grammar is a little bit out there. But it says people who aren't into it, but a fan F a good time. Ooh. All the inside jokes are hilarious. Keep up the good work.
I like this bus driver guy. Power level over 9,000. Fucking Vegeta. That's awesome.
Little factoid, if you didn't know, a graveyard, the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery, a graveyard is attached to a church, and a cemetery usually stands alone.
Ooh, well, there you go.
Wow, another thing Dan knows.
Boom.
All right, I'll give a couple here. This is from a fellow podcast, Hysteria 51 Podcast from USA. Love the show, guys. Keep it up. If you are sick of us not putting out enough episodes, go check out their podcast because they're similar to us. So if you're bored, go listen to them.
And different views. Good guys.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
Trying to get the message out.
Fuck yeah.
Shooting shoots about conspiracies.
Fuck yeah. And this one is Bus Driver by Dragon Ball 87 from Australia. I'm a bus driver and it was your fault. It was our fault. Okay. Ha ha ha. Keep up the good work, boys. Hashtag over 9,000.
Little Vegeta reference there.
Little Dragon Ball Z.
That's cool.
I like it.
Honestly, what I've done now, because we have our Patreons now, the first thing I bought with our Patreon donations is the ability to look at all our reviews from all around the world. So we actually have over 269 reviews worldwide.
69. What?
And so a lot of them we haven't read because we can't get to them all, but leave us a five-star review. If it's really good, we'll read it. Or
Jesus, there's 4 1-star reviews? Fuck those people.
Yeah, we got 4 1-star reviews, those motherfuckers. One of them's fucking Gary.
Can we read that? I want to know what they say.
No, we don't read 1-star reviews.
What?
No, we don't.
I'm so curious.
We just don't read them. Anyways,
we'll read them on After Hours.
Okay. Yeah.
After Hours, we'll read all the 1-star reviews.
Yeah. Okay, now here, we say we don't make money, but this is our sales pitch. If you want to hear more of us, head over to patreon.com/alientheorists. Check out our rewards for signing up. $5 a month or more gets you some bonus episodes, our After Hours, and we'll probably do some other bonus episodes as well. There's a bunch of tiers. I'm not going to sales pitch them all. If you like the show, like what we do, you want to hear more.
$10, you get dick pics.
Hey, $10. $10, you're Ron Pond approved.
Fucking right.
Not our dick pics, just dick pics.
Yeah, not ours. Just random dick pics. You don't want to see ours.
Ours are disappointing, so you don't want those.
No. Yeah.
Okay, what I got to say here is, we said
it's like pictures of dogs. Look at these dogs.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay, I was going to say, if you support us on Patreon, you get a shout out. So, from that, we had a few last time, so it's been a week, and we have some new Patreons.
Damn.
Sarah Jones, Mike Rutledge, you are Ron Pond approved. Donating $10 more to the show. Miranda Pelicano, Stuart Sentence. Really? That's an awesome last name. Stuart Sentence.
Wow.
Tyler Weiss, Brock Masters, Holly Mellon, Colin Malone.
Brock Masters?
Masters.
When Sentence goes to a family reunion, is it called a paragraph? Or an essay?
Brock Masters is the most manly name I think I've ever fucking heard in my life.
I'm going to say Holly Mellon and Colin Malone. Those are our newest Patreons. You guys are fucking awesome. We love you. We'll see you on the after hours. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/alientheorist, Twitter at truthisoutthere, alientheorist.com, alientheorist@gmail.com if you have a story you want to send to us. And I think that's about it where we are. Pretty much just
Find us on Snapchat. We got a Snapchat, Truth is Out There. Also on Instagram, Alien Theorist. I just post pictures about Flat Earth. Anyway.
Awesome.
It's my thing. Anything else? Any other news? Dan, make sure to follow Dan on Twitter.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got one more piece. I got one
Dan,
more piece
Space
of news.
Oddity, and follow Andrew at Ahab Medlab.
Yep, that's it. Okay, this is a fucking cool. This is actually some of the coolest. This is we're going prolapser of the week. This is actually, guys, a 2-time prolapser of the week. This guy.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, it's very painful. A long time ago, a guy said he had his grandpa worked on the development of the Apollo mission picture printing when they developed the photos. And he said when his grandpa passed away, he found these bunch of pictures of the moon landings and the space travel to there, pictures of Earth. He sent us, no joke, about 30 legit pictures from late 1960s. And they are they're printed on like the old school. They're fucking legit 50 years old. There's pictures of the moon, of the of the lander, of the rockets, of the second stage landing, stage rockets falling out of the fucking sky. He's got pictures of the fucking moon surface here with legit all the stuff you'd not behind the scenes stuff. This guy.
The B-roll.
Pretty much the B-roll. I'm not going to say his last name because I think he might not supposed to send these to us. But Jake, your Zell's prolapser of the week, thank you for these pictures. We're going to fucking take a look at them because they are really cool. Like, these are legit pictures. These are right from the source.
Very cool.
Like, there's a picture of them fucking pulling the astronauts out of the capsules when they came back
to
Earth.
You know what? Okay.
Like, it's fucking so cool.
You know what's weird, Kay? I thought of something as we were talking about the moon landing. When we went to Orlando, our connection in Orlando, he knew a guy who he was friends with who like owns all these hotels now, but he actually owned the beach hotel on Cape Canaveral where all the astronauts stayed.
Crazy.
And I wonder if we could get him on the show somehow. He's fucking super old though. That's the thing. And old people like to just fucking yammer
on.
Like,
he's like fucking senile. Remember that? He's got like dementia and shit he was saying.
Yeah. Can we have him yammer on? I don't know.
All right, boys.
But anyways, I
want to
scan some of those. I want to scan some of those and see about making some posters.
Fuck yeah.
So anyways, thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for After Hours. And as I like to say now, live long and prolapse.
Oh, awesome. I haven't heard that.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Catch you later.